علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th and the 83rd sermon, and also a few other sermons that have this topic in them. And one of the key elements, of a good manager, is that he needs to be pious. And we will discuss what piety means. We gave an example previously and an introduction to what the scholars say is piety and what taqwa is. And inshallah today we will elaborate a little bit more about that. So we say that taqwa basically it is a state. When a person wants to define taqwa, they have to make sure firstly they say that it is a state and not an action, right? Some people define taqwa as actions, but it is not an action. Actions are results of that state. It is a state of alertness, basically, where a person is alert about the actions he performs, about the intentions he has, about the direction he is taking in his life and with those actions that he's performing. And therefore, this alertness is what makes up the corpus of the interactions that he has with people and with others, with other elements in this world, other entities of this world. This is basically what taqwa means. It's a state that a person has that leads him to be in this alertness and awareness of the types of actions he's performing and what he avoids and what he doesn't avoid and all of that. And inshallah we pray to Allah that he gives us this state.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we defined taqwa as a state of alertness, of awareness of the types of actions a person does and the types of directions he takes in his life and all of that. Let me give you a few more examples to be aware of that, to become so that it becomes clearer. Let's say, the scholars give the example of a person who collects shrub from a desert, right? Now, when a person collects those shrubs from the desert, he is very careful that his clothes do not get stuck in the thorns and the shrubs that he is moving around. So that, of course, otherwise his clothes will get torn, his feet will be filled with thorns, right? And twigs. So a person who is in this desert collecting these, thorns, not thorns as such, the dried, you can say, shrubs and all of that. A person who is doing that is very, very alert about the steps that he's taking. No, a person cannot be oblivious. Like if he's doing that kind of job, he cannot be oblivious about what he's doing. Because the moment he's oblivious, he will be harmed. He'll be in trouble. He'll suffer. His clothes will get torn. His feet will be injured. And many other calamities that might befall him if he is not careful. Now, this is a state that this person has, that this shrub collector has in the deserts. He is careful. The state that he earns with time. So after a certain time, this shrub collector, so to say, becomes an expert. Like he's so expert in what he's doing that he doesn't need to really, take those that effort that he used to do previously. Now it's become a state whereby he's gliding through the desert in a very quick pace and doing what he's supposed to do. Taqwa is somehow similar to that. Inshallah, I'll give you more examples as we go ahead.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we give the example of a shrub collector in the desert, that he has a state whereby he's able to do his actions, he's able to pass by all those shrubs and those dried twigs and thorns without getting hurt. Why? Because he's not oblivious, he's alert, and that alertness has become part of his nature as such. You see, he's alert. He knows he's careful about what steps he takes. Yes, in the start, it must be very difficult for him that he needs to, coordinate between what he hears and what he sees and how he steps. This coordination has to be there. See, his eyes have to see very carefully. His eyes need to scan the environment very fast and see where the thorns are, where the shrubs are exactly. He needs to know how much pressure to apply on the desert sand, so that he should not, for example, step on the thorns that are hidden under the desert sand. He needs to be careful about the speed at which he's moving. You know, if he goes very fast, he might get hurt. Or if he goes very slow, then he might, just become lazy and not do what he's supposed to do. So the pace, the amount, the way he steps, where he steps, how he steps, puts his foot on the ground. All of these is a calculated thing. And with time, it becomes a state. It becomes part of his nature. But if he does not take that effort in the beginning to take care of where he steps and how he steps, then he cannot become an expert shrub collector in the desert. Now, okay, this is, don't go into the example as to why would a person need to collect shrubs in the desert. That's irregardless of what we want to discuss, irrelevant. But if just for curiosity's sake, the nomads in the Arabian deserts, they used to collect these shrubs because they used to collect them to build a fire. And especially in those areas where it gets really cold, you don't have trees as such to cut firewood and stuff, and you can't carry firewood all the time. So they used to do this to, and sometimes they used to remove those shrubs so that they can make the paths easier for people to walk and things like that. But most what I want you to pay attention to is the example in this direction, that the alertness and the state of alertness that is needed for a person to be able to perform and achieve what we call taqwa. Inshallah, next time we're going to give you some more examples to explain more about what this beautiful state of piety is. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه